From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief, Chloe, September 3rd. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from MD Reports. Exclusive. Is MAVE's vaccine safety study too risky for peer review? MAVE Professor Ritsef Lady has raised concerns about censorship and scientific publishing after his COVID vaccine safety study was rejected by both a preprint server and a peer-reviewed journal. His research, which analyzed data from nearly 10 million participants in the CDC's V-Safe system, found a potential safety signal indicating that 1.87% of respondents reported prolonged health issues attributed to vaccination. Despite the study's reliance on publicly available data, it faced rejection without clear reasons. Levy's experience reflects a broader issue where research on vaccine injuries struggles to gain traction in peer-reviewed literature. For instance, studies from Yale on post-vaccination syndrome have also remained as preprints. The disparity in publication experiences raises questions about the criteria used by journals, particularly when contrasting Levy's findings with other studies that have been published despite methodological concerns. This situation highlights the challenges faced by researchers investigating controversial topics, as their work can become sidelined in the scientific community. Levy's critique of a recently published study that he believes is flawed underscores the tension between scientific rigor and the perception of bias in publishing. The ongoing debate about vaccine safety continues to unfold, with Levy advocating for more transparency and open discussion in the scientific process. Next, second from Fize.org, Pacific Islands to face food shortages due to global warming, scientists. Up next, third from Sky News Science. Forecasters warn current extreme weather El Nino phenomenon to be exceptional. It seems like the article is about the current El Nino weather phenomenon, which forecasters are predicting to be particularly intense this time around. El Nino is a climate pattern that can lead to significant changes in weather, including increased rain, fall, and warmer temperatures in various regions. This specific event is expected to last until February, which means we might see some notable impacts on weather patterns globally. While the details are a bit sparse due to access issues, it's worth keeping an eye on how this might affect things like agriculture, water supply, and even storm patterns. If you're in an area that's typically affected by El Nino, it might be a good idea to stay informed about any changes that could come your way. And then, fourth from New Atlas, Triple, Fret Dubois, hydrofoil aircraft makes maiden flight. Regent Crafts Viceroy, a unique all-electric aircraft, has successfully completed its first crewed flight. This innovative vehicle combines several technologies. It features a floating hull, utilizes wing and ground effect, and incorporates hydrofoils. The design allows it to glide just above the water's surface, which can enhance efficiency and reduce energy consumption. While it's still early days for the Viceroy, this maiden flight marks a significant step forward in exploring new forms of air travel. The combination of these elements could potentially change how we think about short-distance travel over water, though more testing will be needed to fully understand its capabilities and safety. Next, fifth from Manga Bay. Women farmers in Sumatra find a gentler way to keep elephants at bay. On the island of Sumatra, Indonesia, in a buffer zone of a national park, a women-led farming group has come up with a solution to reduce encounters with elephants. Deforestation and oil palm encroachment have stripped Teso Nilo National Park of more than 3/4 of its old-growth forest. This has forced the park's roughly 150 Sumatran elephants Elephas maximus sumatranus into frequent, costly clashes with local communities, report Manga Bay Indonesia contributor Suryadi and Manga Bay's Yanni Kwok. Up next, sixth from Fize.org, biodegradable nanobone could one day help regrow bone without painful grafts. For children born with cleft lip and palate, repairing gaps in the jawbone often means waiting until they are 10 to 12 years old before undergoing invasive bone graft surgery. University of Sydney researchers have developed a biodegradable nanobone material that allows the body to harness its own healing properties to regrow bone, offering a potential future alternative to procedures that have changed little in more than 50 years. And then, seventh from Manga Bay, beetle larvae trick bees into feeding and sheltering them by smelling like flowers, study finds. A recent study has revealed that European black oil beetle larvae have a clever strategy to attract bees. They produce scents that mimic floral aromas, allowing them to lure bees into their burrows. Once there, the larvae consume the bees' eggs and pollen, eventually growing into adult beetles. This is the first documented case of an animal using flower-like scents to trick another species into providing food and shelter. The researchers found that these larvae emit specific chemical compounds, known as floral monoterpenoids, which are commonly associated with the scent of flowers. They created a synthetic version of these compounds and observed that wild bees were drawn to it, confirming their hypothesis. While the exact flower that matches these scents hasn't been pinpointed yet, willow flowers are a potential match. This fascinating interaction highlights the complex relationships in nature and how one species can adapt to thrive at the expense of another. Next, eighth from New Atlas. Our use of fire has strange ties to how we can talk. Researchers Catherine Hobater and Nathaniel J. Dominey propose a fascinating link between fire and the evolution of human speech in their recent paper published in Royal Society B. Biological Sciences. They suggest that the social environment created around evening fires may have fostered the development of complex spoken language, a unique trait of our species compared to our primate relatives. While many behaviors are thought to rely on language, Hobater and Dominey argue that no single activity has been definitively linked to the emergence of spoken language. They explore how the communal experience of gathering around a fire could have provided opportunities for storytelling and social bonding, potentially enhancing our communication skills. Their hypothesis is still speculative, but they present several testable claims that could lend scientific support to their ideas. For instance, they suggest that the effects of firelight on our social interactions and cognitive processes could be worth studying, particularly how it influences gestures and communication. Ultimately, while it's unlikely that campfires alone triggered the evolution of speech, The researchers highlight the importance of social contexts like fireside gatherings in shaping our ability to communicate. It's a thought-provoking perspective to consider next time you're sitting around a fire, sharing stories with friends. Up next, ninth from the Forbidden Files, the 2000 Deer, old formula for making people say yes. Persuasion is all around us, shaping our daily interactions more than we realize. Whether it's your boss nudging you for extra work or a friend suggesting a restaurant, we're constantly influenced. The article highlights a key point. Understanding persuasion can empower you to recognize when it's happening and how to navigate it effectively. The author references Aristotle's three pillars of persuasion: ethos, credibility; pathos, emotion; and logos, logic. These elements need to work together for a message to resonate. For instance, if a friend is contemplating a job change, simply telling them to quit isn't persuasive. Instead, combining logical reasoning with personal credibility and emotional appeal creates a more compelling argument. The article emphasizes that effective persuasion requires a blend of these elements. When you weave ethos, pathos, and logos together, you can significantly enhance your ability to influence others. This understanding not only helps you persuade, but also makes you more aware of when you're being persuaded. And then, 10th from Science Alert, the human body may age in two major bursts, and a new study reveals what drives them. A new study in *Nature Aging* suggests that aging doesn't happen uniformly across the body. Instead, it may occur in two major bursts, particularly in the 30s and 50s. Researchers analyzed over 25,000 tissue samples from nearly 1,000 donors and found that different organs age at different rates, influenced by hormonal changes. For instance, arteries start showing signs of aging in the 30s, while reproductive organs in women see significant changes around menopause. Interestingly, this biphasic aging pattern isn't limited to reproductive organs. Other systems, like the gastrointestinal tract, also show similar aging dynamics. The study indicates that hormones could play a key role in this process, affecting multiple organ systems simultaneously. This suggests that targeting specific organs during their vulnerable aging periods might help improve overall health as we age. However, there are some caveats. The study used post-mortem samples, which could be influenced by the circumstances of death, and changes in tissues don't always indicate decline. So, while this research provides valuable insights, it also highlights the complexity of aging and the need for further exploration. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.